There are a number of different korbanos that fall under the category of parim hanisrafim. Parim hanisrafim are bulls that are burnt. The first type is a par helem dava shel tzibur. This is a bull which must be bought as a sin offering separately by each tribe in all of Klal Yisrael in the case of an error of judgment being brought by the Beis Din HaGadol. So for Beis Din HaGadol, the Sanhedrin makes a mistake and causes the entire nation to do an avera where they would have got karis. Every shevet brings a par helem dava shel tzibur. Just think about this for a second. As Jews, we don't have the doctrine of papal infallibility. We don't say they always get it right. There's a concept of par helem dava shel tzibur. Maseches Hayrias is what happens if the Sanhedrin make a mistake. They permit something which is forbidden. We're talking about something here which is the most serious kind of avera. It's karis. Nonetheless, no one is above the Torah. And therefore, if the Sanhedrin make a mistake, they admit it. And there's a process for rectifying the mistake that they've done. Everything has a tikkun. And the most important thing of all is to admit it. It's to admit that a mistake could be made. And if that happens, there's a way out and there's a way around. But to ignore, that's not how we do things. And therefore, this idea of par helem dava shel tzibur is crucial in understanding how the Torah works. That no one is above the Torah, no one is above the law. You can't just make it up as you go along. There's accountability at every single stage. Even the highest court is accountable. The next one is the par kohen Mashiach. Same idea. This is a bull offered by the kohen Gadol as a chatas, as a sin offering. If he made a mistake, he interprets halacha in the wrong way. And he does a bit an avira, where he would have been chai of koris, where he would have been cut off from Hashem, had it been done on purpose. He does it by mistake. He brings a par kohen Mashiach. More than that, se'irim hanisrafim, goats that are brought by the shivtei ka, by the tribes of Klal Yisrael, if they do a collective avera which results from an error on the part of the basin which involves avodah zarah. All of these parim and se'irim, these cows and these goats are called nisrafim because they're burnt outside of the temple city, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, in the Makam Sofa Sadeh, the Makam of the Deshen, the places where the ashes are deposited. And therefore they're different to any other type of chatas. A normal type of chatas, sin offering, are eaten by the Kayanim, after the offering of the innards and the fats and the kidneys and everything else, which are burnt upon the Mizbeach. The idea of removing the carbon, the ones that we've just mentioned, these Parim Hanisrafim, we remove them from the Beis HaMikdash. We burn it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And this is symbolic of the fact that as a consequence of the error where the entire nation, its spiritual leaders or its Kohen Gadol, has made a mistake, no Kohen deserves to eat that Chatas. And in a way, these Parim Hanisrafim are like the sacrifices of Yom Kippur. It's just that none of the blood is applied to the Paroches between the Badim and the Kodesh Kodashim. No Kohen is allowed to get benefit when a mistake is made. That's the difference. But the point here is that no one is above the law, and there's a tikkun for anything that can be done. I think that is phenomenal, and I imagine it's unique.